first, this guy's been a little bit susceptible, and I was a little bit susceptible to things happening and running up a little bit. Is that just an absolute must for you guys to get something going on the ground and get on a road game against a fast defense?
Yeah, not necessarily because of their run game statistics. It's just what you need to do. You know, with an offense like they have, an explosive offense, you want to control the clock a little bit and get your defense as much rest as possible. And running the ball is what we want to do. Obviously, we want to do it better than we have, and that's why we continue to work at it. But it's what gets the play action game going. It's what gets explosive plays because Darren can score from anywhere. So it's something we expect to go in and do.
Falcons are a team you've only played a couple of times. Were any of those games on the road there?
I've played there a handful of times, quite a few times.
What is it that makes that a difficult place to play at?
You know, it's just being in a dome. It's always going to be a little bit louder. It's probably not the loudest dome. I know Minnesota gets extremely loud in New Orleans. But still, anytime you get an enclosed structure like that, and you know, being 5-0 and being where they are and, with the expectations that team has, we know their crowd will be into it, and it'll be a hyped game. And you know, the way to get it quiet is to go out and get big plays and stay on the field and run the ball and, you know, try to quiet them down that way.
Carson, you've had several stretches this season that the passing game was very efficient. You're making a lot of plays in rhythm. What's the key to staying in that rhythm for four quarters right from the beginning of the game?
You know, when you look at the overall passing game, it just comes down to execution. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's not always just the quarterback and receiver. It's 11 moving parts and being efficient, you know, being in the right place at the right time. And just executing everybody's job individually, and that's something. Obviously, you go on the road and you get in third down situations, especially third and long situations, and it gets extremely difficult with it being as loud as it's going to be. So, we want to stay out of third and long situations and you know, be good and efficient on first and second down and be able to not have to sit back and gun and max protections on third and 10 and try to get 10, 11 yards every time.
What's the key to playing well after a bye? This game has struggled post bye. A lot of teams, it just seemed like they take a while to get back into the groove after taking a week off.
Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be hard there. You know, you're going into it. You know, there's only two undefeated teams left. Their crowd, like I said before, is going to be really loud and intense. So it shouldn't take us long to wake up. You know, you got a little bit of rust coming off of a bye, but hopefully we shake that off fast. I expect us to. Just with, you know, as big of a game as we're going into and as difficult as a situation, the hostile environment that we're going into, I expect we'll bounce back and be ready to play.
Dennis was talking about the split safety defense that you got one of their safety sets that is 4 or 5 picks. Do you see guys, the team still trying to take that deep shot at him? Is that something you think you guys can?
It's tough. You know, they don't, you know, their corners play with a lot of depth. You know, they'll start up near the line of scrimmage and turn and run out to a lot of a depth and run out with a lot of speed. So it's not a team that, you know, they don't need to give up big plays. They don't need to take chances. Their offense has scored so many points, and they've had such great field position to start. You know, there's no reason for them to really, you know, try to jump underneath routes and you know, to be susceptible to big chunk plays. And, you know, we're not going to go in and just try to chuck the ball over their heads every play. But we need to take our shots when the shots present themselves.
How's Hayward Bay look this week?
Like he hasn't missed a week. You know, he caught the ball really well today. Looked extremely fast, like he always does. You know, there wasn't one instance in practice or in meetings where he seemed a little foggy at all. And that's always the issue. You know, it takes you a little while to, you know, kind of come out of a daze. But he's out. He's ready to play.
Having him, if he's close to full strength or at full strength, and then Moore has now put together several weeks in a row after missing all that time. Can you see a breakout from the wide receivers in the near future?
Yeah, I mean, this is the first time we've had both those guys, or second time both those guys have started. So, you know, hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed and we can keep them on the field. But it's time. You know, it's time. We've put in a lot of work. You know, then Demo went down for quite a while, and then we lost, you know, Darius Hayward Bay last week. So, you know, hopefully we, you know, with the work we got in last week, and, you know, the beginning of the bye week and this week, we hope to really kind of take off with the, with those two guys on the outside.
What does that mean for a team like Atlanta? They have, you know, Julio Jones is always out there, Roddy White's always out there, Tony Gonzalez is always out there. When the guys are always, you know, getting all those practices and all that game time, how much does that mean?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a reason, you know, a good reason for a lot of their success. You know, Michael Turner's played in a ton of games in a row. Their offensive line has been healthy. Obviously, Matt Ryan's been healthy. You know, the more continuity and the more rhythm and timing you have with especially your go-to guys, I mean, those two guys on the outside are really their go-to guys. You know, the more success you're going to have, especially on third down and in the red zone, because that's when windows get tighter and the game really picks up. So, yeah, it means a lot to them. And, you know, both those guys on the outside are tough to knock out of the game.
You ever have crossed paths much with Tony Gonzalez, either in Pro Bowl or Southern California?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just your impressions of him at 36.
He doesn't look 36.
Yeah.
He doesn't look 36 at all. You know, we were talking about him, and, you know, they played on Monday night, a game I watched on TV, and then, you know, you don't get a chance to see their offense work, obviously, when you're playing against their defense. But the times I've seen him on offense, he just doesn't age. You know, he doesn't slow down. He catches the ball so fluidly and naturally. And then he's 6'6 and got phenomenal wingspan, so he's a huge target. You know, I know he's talking about maybe one more year, maybe this is his last year, but, you know, from the way he looks on film, he could play for a couple more at least.
The last 2 weeks, have you seen progress in the winning game? And what do you see exactly as far as signs you guys are about to do better?
You know, it may not look it statistically, but we talk about run game efficiency and you know, our yards per attempt have gone up, our efficiency is up. And I said it before, I mean, when you're an arm tackle away, it's still not a good play. But we look at it as the glass is half full. You know, we're an arm tackle away from Darren ripping off a 10-yard or 40-yard or 50-yard or wherever it may be. So we're not discouraged. You know, I know a lot of people outside of this facility are discouraged in our run game. We're going to continue to work at it. We're not going to give up. We're not going to stop running the football. If anything, we're going to run the football more. That puts the ball in our best player's hand, and, you know, we're not discouraged. We're going to keep doing it.